We shouldn't underestimate what we're hearing about Auburn Council at the moment. The clown-like nature of the former Auburn Deputy Mayor Salim Mahaja means that some of the coverage of the Auburn Council inquiry takes a bit of a comedic tone. But while Mr. Mahaja and his antics are ridiculous, there's been some serious allegations raised about what's gone on at Auburn Council involving very, very serious cash. There have been massive paydays for Auburn councillors who've had conflicts of interest, if evidence presented to the inquiry is to be believed. The inquiry has revealed that a voting block of councillors defied the advice of staff and experts by voting in favour of a major new development where members owned or had options to buy new property. Now, an example of this is Ronnie Ewick, who's a former Auburn councillor, also a property developer in the area. You see, Mr. Ewick made millions from a rezoning decision. He owned or had options in 14 properties in an area known as Marsden Street Precinct in Lidcombe, and the area was predominantly single-storey homes, but council voted to rezone it to allow developments up to 14 storeys. Now, they voted for this despite council planning staff recommending against the change. The rezoning lifted the value of Mr. Ewick's properties from, wait for it, $14 million to $45 million, delivering him a potential $30 million plus windfall. Mr. Ewick says he disclosed all interests and never discussed the Marsden Street rezoning with other councillors. This is big money. And because Salim Mahaja is a, how can we say this nicely, flamboyant fruitcake, the inquiry into Auburn Council can be treated like a bit of a sideshow. But this is a real worry, that at local government level, you can have someone allegedly rorting the system to make them millions of dollars, $30 million. And no doubt it's easy to get away with a rort at local government level compared to state or federal government because there's fewer eyes on you.